what would you tell somebody who'd never been here about this place? What are the things that sort of stand out about Montrose, and what are the characteristics or the story that this place tells?
I would describe it as a small mountain town that has deep-seated roots in agriculture, but also is progressive in its manner of people, and our young community is amazing. We're kind of adapting and blending together to create this fun town that's just on the upside of growth, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's kind of magical, just to be honest, because it's still small enough that it feels small, but then we still have what we need here, and we can get to some really cool places.
I guess I would say Montrose is a fairly conservative town. There's a lot of retirees or people who've been here for forever, but I think that the younger crowd is kind of starting to make an appearance here. I think, you know, with places like Intrinsic, which is a music venue down here that just opened up, or trendy little barbershops or tattoo parlors, I think, you know, Montrose is an old-timey town that is kind of up and coming. It's kind of a sleepy little town that's developing a lot of culture.
This is basically the working man's territory. I'll say that, because everybody goes home at a specific hour. The majority of the shops close down prior to 10. So it's pretty much a shutdown. Whenever the lights go out, it's time for shops to close.
Some place that I could imagine my children, you know, walking downtown with their friends and getting to be in a close-knit community where there would be more safety and kind of that small town feel of growing up and wandering around and knowing your neighbors, and which could be a good thing or a bad thing when they get older. Everyone will tell me first when they get into trouble.
If KVNF comes here and we have a studio here, what are you hoping KVNF will really highlight about Montrose? What are the things that you think don't really get enough attention?
I do think that, you know, Montrose, whenever we have any fundraisers or whenever there's somebody in need, I've never been a part of a community that can come together like Montrose does. And I'm surprised at how much is here, actually. It's really kind of quiet and a little sleepy because, you know, if you go out to eat after 8:30, 9 o'clock, you're not going to find much open. Which is kind of good and bad, but so you don't realize just how many people we have here, and it's kind of what a little treasure that we have in this little part of Colorado. So.
I think the changes most recently in the last year are just seeing that shops are filling up on Main Street. A lot of properties that have been vacant even or been on the market for 30 years are all of a sudden being purchased and renovated, or there's plans for them. And I think that that's really exciting. I think a lot of people are starting to know about Montrose, whether it's from different books or blogs, about relocating here and being able to have the quality of life that they want. And I think having neutral base workers, I think is what they're called, is huge. We have really great internet access now that is being worked on, and specifically here in proximity space. It just makes it really easy for people to move to Montrose and to be able to continue to work for the companies that they are, wherever they are globally.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of companies move in and create more jobs here, which is great. It's not so volatile as far as, you know, relying on blue-collar, you know, labor, which can ebb and flow with the economy, I guess, so it's more stable. The bad part is with growth comes more population, and so there's been an increasing number of homeless population here, too, that has not been addressed, and makes for kind of the elephant in the room of the community, I guess.
Anything that could bring, you know, the town some new life would be fantastic. You know, there were things like Man in Motion, you know, they've just gone kind of by the wayside. So anything that could bring togetherness, anything to involve the community, anything to involve everybody and get people talking. And I think Montrose has our time supporting itself. People kind of need to make things happen, and then everybody will kind of come around and get on board. But I think anything to get people excited, anything to involve people would be beneficial for this whole community.
They're trying to come up with concepts and ideas, from what I hear, geared toward the younger crowd. I'm just hoping that they're able to come forward and actually follow through with it, because this place, it has room for growth. But then you have, of course, you got individuals who are against it because they're used to kind of being secluded and keeping their, you know, their space.
I think that's a great question. I think any time that you integrate into a community, it just gives you an opportunity to know more about that and to be more educated and then be able to speak to that subject, whatever it is. So I think it'll just open up those doors for KVNF. I think you're going to be able to meet people that really are passionate about different things and are making a difference globally that maybe Montrose specifically doesn't know about.
Do you think Montrose doesn't even know about itself yet?
One of my favorite sayings that I've learned from a girlfriend from high school is never a prophet in your own town. And I think that is probably something that I've really noticed in Montrose. We have some, and really in lots of towns, where you have really great talent. And when you go to have a conference about that, you say, oh, that person lives here, so let's get someone else. And I think that that's just something that's human nature probably. But I think there are some amazing people here in Montrose doing really great things.
You know, I think a lot of people get their news from Facebook right now, which is kind of brutal because there's a lot of opinions. Sometimes people just want to have an opinion, just to be heard. So having a radio station that can talk about some of the issues that we have and get feedback, constructive feedback on how we actually fix it instead of banter, would be really important. You know, as a community, have developed a lot. We have both sides of the table, you know, conservative and liberal represented here. We all live here and want this place to be beneficial for our families and our businesses. So I think addressing issues in the public forum rather than using Facebook, but using, you know, radio media would be great to kind of talk about issues that everybody sees, not just, you know, one demographic or one group of people on a regular basis having input.
What's the proper pronunciation of Montrose?
Montrose.
Yeah. So I'm saying it right, as far as you know?
As far as I know.
I always say Montrose.
Do you look at people funny when they say Montrose?
Kind of, because it just sounds a little weird to me. It's like you're chopping it up. So yeah. That's just me. Yeah.
I think it's actually Montrose, but of course, if you put a little twang on it in dialect, you'll get Montrose.
Depends on if you're a local or not. I married a local that's a fifth generation Montrose County resident, and for most of them, they say Montrose. If you're new here, you say Montrose, I think. It's the same town. A rose by any other name, right?